ויאן דף י"ז עמוד בייס ויש עדים שיוצאו בהינומה. מהי הינומה? סוכב בר פופה משמי דזירי אומר תנורו דעסו. So what does Rashi say? תנורו דעסו כמין חופה של הודוס עגולו. The sheet of Mekebetzes is Mevayel that the Talgum of Tano is the Metargumin on Tano Hinum, that they brings a Talgum in Nach, and it seems that Tano had this Tzure of Eagle, so Memele they made a Chupe. They made a chuppe that was similar to a tano, that it was ogul. That's what Rashi means, kemin chuppe shel hodos agulo. That is so similar to a tano, and hinum is the talgum of tano. Rabbi Yochanan Oma kiriso, de menamne bo kaloso. What does Rashi say? Kiriso tzoif al roisho. This is a type of a veil. Mishuvov al eineho. Kmeisha oisin bim kaimenu. Kupa'omim sheminam nemes besoiche mitoich shein eineho megulim. So she can't see anything side by side, so she falls asleep. Ulakach nikra heinume al shem tenumo. So that's the sheirish of the word hinuma. So we have these two pshotim. Ab Yochanan ben Breuke says, Af chilek kloyes raya. A chilek kloyes is also a raya to a mechalek kloyes to the tinaikas, Rashi says. Tone, we learned, bi Yehuda raya. Biyehude Rai. So Rashi says, we'll see the Sheet Megesses Mavad as a Machlikas Rashi in Taisvis. So let us see Rashi. Biyehude Rai Kol Hani de Masnissen Shesham Oyo Regilim Besimonim Halolo Lipsulo. That there were, we had a Hinume, the Raisha Parua, Chilekloye, so there was a abundance of the different simonim that existed in Yehuda. Bebovel mai. In Bovel, what was the simon that the color was a psula? Omar Rav, dirdugi de mishcha, areisha de rabono. So Rashi says, dirdugi mishcha, hanoshim noisnin shemen, Beroish ha-talmidim v'shofes. The noshim, I don't know if it means the mothers or it means the wives, but they used to put shemen beroish ha-talmidim v'shofes. They used, that was a simen of a psula, that they used to put shemen on the rosh of the talmidim, of talmidei chachomim. Omar lei Rav Poppe la Abaye. So Rav Poppe asked Abaye, Mishche de Chfifuse kom amal. So Rashi says, Mishche de Chfifuse shemen shel besomim shem besuken la Chfifois kom amal. That's the Yaibetz's Gilsa. Vechibale Chfifois saying, Lesoichon shemen na Chfifois was a type of a shchin, and they used to, people who had a shchin, a skin disease, they used to, there was a special type of ointment of or oil that they used to go and smear on the heads, and those who had the skin disease. So Rav Poppe didn't understand this whole Indian, v'chibali chafifai saying that all of a sudden they come to the chasne, and they start smearing the heads, so it looks like the Talmidei Chachamim have all the skin problems. Omalei, so Abaye told Rav Poppe, Yasme, loy ovdeloch imoch דר דוגי מישכה הרישה דרבונון בשעס מייסה. So what did he tell them? Yosaim miminik hanoig. It seems you never witnessed this minik. That your mother, it seems the noshim is the mothers used to do it to the Talmidim. Le'ov the lochimach der dugi mishcha reishe der rabbonim b'shas meiser. I mean, this is the minik. It's not yena shemen. It's a prevalent minig that's noig that b'shas the nesuyin, they go and they smear the heads of the Talmid HaChomim, Areshe de Rabbonim. Ki ho da hume Rabbonim, da asik lei lebrei bei Rabbe Barule, wo omri lo Rabbe Barule, yasik lei lebrei bei hume Rabbonim, be dardig mishra Areshe de Rabbonim b'shas meis. Then b'shas... The Nisuin, that's what they did. They smeared the Reisha, the Rabbona. So, Mamela, that's the Minigan Bovel. Armalte Mai, Toni Rav Yosef, Armalto Leslo Kisni. Now let us see Rashi. Armalto Mai, Masimonim Oisim La Almone Loidia Shalmona Niseis. Less lo kisni, ain lo kloyois vizeh simona. So the Shit Mekebet says Pshat and Rashi. In Bovel, it seems Rashi differentiated between Yehuda and Bovel. In Yehuda, there's a lot of simonim. Kol hani de masnisen, sheshomo yeregilim besimonim alolo lepsule. And in Bovel, they didn't have any of these simonim. There was only one simon of Dardugi Mishre. And this simon wasn't such a popular simon. Number one, a papa didn't even know about this minik. And number two, the simon was a simon only... That means if there were Rabbonon b'shas, they smeared the reisha de Rabbonon. So if there was, so all the Rabbonon who were there b'shas the Nisuin, so they smeared their heads with a type of oil. And what if there's no Rabbonon there b'shas the Nisuin? So nothing was done. So that means it was a minig which was dependent on Rabbonon. And it seems it wasn't such a popular minig. So memele by an almone, so what'll be? They didn't smear their heads. Maybe there's no Rabbonon over there. Maybe, I mean, since it wasn't such a popular minig, so how could you ever prove that she was an almone? Eise shultaine, she was a psula. It wasn't a minige. Maybe a tfisa will help. So how can you prove she's an almone? So emfa de gemore, the kisne. So what's less lo kisni, ain lo kloyois vizeh simona. So the Shita says that the chile kloyois, that it says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said in the Mishnah, chile kloyois, which was a minig in Yehuda, was also not such a good biro that she's not a psula, because they were machalik kloyes to the tenaikis, Rashi says. And what if there's no tenaikis by the chasna, was an evening chasna, didn't bring the children. So, afila psula also didn't have chilik kloyes. So, chilik kloyes le tenaikis, if there was no edom on this, that's not a raya that she's an almonim. A raya that she's an almonim is that they didn't serve kloyois by the Suda. That's what the Shita says. Elosh loy nimtzu besudos on kloyois. וזהו סימן אלמונה שיחסרו קלויס מסודס נשויים. אבל דרדוגי דמישך אפילו קצס מהפסולס אינון אייסן קיים. That's what the Shita says pshat, according to Rashi. So according to Rashi, it comes out, Yehuda had a multitude of minhagim. Bavel only had one, and the pilpul of the Gemara is, in Bavel, how could one be mevara that she was an almona? The Gemara answers, the birra was that they didn't serve kloyos by the suda. It says in the Mishnah, it says, there were mechalkim kloyos, and that was for tinaikis, chila kloyos, and here, the Shita Mekabetzah says, he was speaking about achilas kloyos by the suda. Let us see Taisvis. Almone mai, Bi Yehuda boy, not we said before that the shell was in bubble. Shloi hoya elo chiluk kloyes, lakach boy almonemai. So the Shita explains, according to Taisves, in Yehuda there was only chiluk kloyes. There was no other minig. This was the only minig that was noyig by a psula. Avo b'shar duchti, moide Rab Yehuda, de ein chile kloyes raya. De kiven de ike shar simonim, loy kopti lechale kloyes. There were better simonim. So they weren't mechale kloyes, number one, by a psula, vafilu la almone zimni da ovdi hochi, and by a mone could be. They also are mechale kloyes. So chile kloyes was a very not good simen. The Gemara klared a shayla bebovel mai. That means if there's no minik avua, so then this will be the minik, the chile kloyes. So the Gemara said, no, Bovel, there is a simen there's a simen of the Dugi Mishche. So Chilek Kloyes is also no good. The only place Chilek Kloyes was good was in Yehuda. It seems by Yehuda, that was the only minik. So since they didn't have a better menhagim for some reason, so Memele, so that was a simen in Yehuda that she's a psula. So let us see Taisus now. But Yehuda boy, shleihoya elo chilek lois, that was the only minig, lakach boy amon emai, b'lei pa'omim afilo b'leichu pa'yir gilim lachlik, b'yeshloch Hashem echilko, this is Tamazai, it wasn't such a good raya. Tamazai can give out kloyes Tamazai. V'yeshloch Hashem echilko b'chupes almone. So what's the raya? He says that the kasha is fakel. Not the kasha is, how can we prove she's an almone? He says, this minig of kloyes is dangerous, because this minig of kloyes was not only used by chuppis, it was used afilu shaloi b'shas chuppo also, number one. And since it was used shaloi b'shas chuppo, so it could also be used for nalmona also. So it's no raya whatsoever that she's a psula. That's the Gemara's kash. Maybe she's an almone. Umishani less lokis neperisha in this horim harbe shli yechalko kloyes bechupes almone. That's true that they used to give out kloyes and afilo shloy bishas chupa, but they were nizer by almone never to give out kloyes. So memele, if we have a raya, al kaponim in Yehuda, that they gave our kloyes, that's a raya that she's a psula. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Umoy der Rabbi Yeshua ba'ima l'chaveroi. So we hear in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua, even though he's choylik on the Chachomim, on Rabbi Gamliel, in the first perek by Amigo, the Migo of when she's tiny is Shrastani Nasti, she could have said Mukaseitza Yisi. He's chaylik on this Migo, but the Migo of if he said Sodezu Shalovicha Isolakhti Mimenu Shunemom Shepesh Shaoso Hush Apeshehita. And we hear a machloikis Rashi in Tosfos to explain what's the mila of this migu over the migu of the first perek. Rashi learns pshat that here it's ein sher shochot lefanecho. That means no one was teveya him. He comes over to someone from the clear blue sky, out of the clear blue sky, and he tells him, you know, sadezu shalavicha hoiso. Yenin Avenu, Lukachti Amenu. So this is a good Migu. If he'd be alive, he would never do such a thing. Masha Enkein. By Istamazay Amigu, someone is, someone is pressured to give a someone is teveyim, so they have to say a teret. So the first thing that enters their mind, they say, it's no raya. It is no raya that they're telling the truth. Could be they didn't think of a better lie to say. That's what Rashi, that's a Rashi limpshat. Or Irumi komarme, Rashi says, could be the other way around, that bechlal it's no biru. Since the halach is that this is Nemon, so it could be, I'm saying this Taina, because this Taina is also, you also win the Din Torah with this Taina. But really you don't have a biru on the Amitius Taina. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. So Rashi learns Rabbi Yeshua was made by Amigu when there's no Teveya. Taisus learns Shat, the Mishnah speaking about that he's a Teveya also. But this is a Emes Amigu. That means, if, let's say, Sodezu Shalavich Hoysalakachti, I mean, speaking about that the Morikame does not have proof that it belonged to the father, and he's mourning the field back from him, and he tells him, Sodezu Shalavich Hoysalakachti, I mean, he's Nemoth Amigu, he could have been Makrish him. He would be Nemon. It's speaking about he doesn't have proof that it was his father's. So this is a emes amigu. That means he could have wandered in Torah with a different taina. Mashenken, the migos in the first perek, the migu of saying mukaseitza yisi tachtecho tzataina meula, but it's not a true migu. And so Rabbi Shua holds al kaponim because she wouldn't be nemon with this taina either. So the whole halacha of migu was only said by a migu that the nitva could have said a taina and wondered in Torah with that taina. The migu in the first parak is only a migu of a taina meule, but it is not a true migu. Now let us see the Gemara. Moide Rabbi Yeshua ba'oima lechaveroi. Frek the Gemara. Velisni moide Rabbi Yeshua ba'oima lechaveroi. So the zu shall chohoi so ulakachti amimch. Why do you have to speak about a father? Same story. That he doesn't have a biru of a cheskas morikame. And he comes over to me, tells him, you know, this was your field, and lekachti mimcha. What does Rashi say? V'lisni meide Rabbi Yeshua sodezu shalcho iso, given the time of Mishum Dein Sher, shochet lefonavu, shaloi hoya odom toivoy, that together is, this is a very good miguv, known as teveyim, so mali shal oviv, mali shaloi, So what's the difference if he's telling him this field belonged to your father, this field belonged to you? Umayishno shel avicha dinokat. Why does the Mishnah chapon so dezu shel avicha hoiso? So the Gemara answers, Mishim tekaboy lemisni seife, im yesh edim shehi shaloi. If there are edim, and it belonged to the father, v'oyme lekachti mimenu einei nemo. Now, that the Mishnah is speaking about a case that he said, Sadezu shalavicha iso, so if there's edim that it belonged to the father, he's not nemo. Hechidom. Now, this magzik in the kalke, how's it speaking about? Ida ochlo shnei chazoke, if he was there 3 years, without a macho, is a mailoi mehemon. So, what do I care that there was no edim that it belonged to the father, what do I care that there are edim that it belonged to the father? But he had a cheska sholishonim. He was there 3 years, so that alone is enough to be mevarer that it's his kalke. So what's shot in the Mishnah yesh edim einin emon? Amayli mehemon? Ve'idaloi och lo shnei chazok, if it's speaking about that this marzik was not there 3 years. Pshitidaloi mehemon. So what is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us that if there is edim belong to the father, And he wasn't there 3 years, he's not Nemon. Shkoyach, I mean, that's a posha to din. So that's why, if the Mishnah would speak about that he's speaking to the Ben, he's saying, Sodezu shalcho hoiso lakachti emenu, so the seifu doesn't make any pshat, doesn't have any pshat. That means if in the tzir of the seifu, if there's edim that it belonged to him, so if he there's a chazoke, so he should be nema. If there's no chazoke, it's partially he's not nema. So that's why he couldn't speak about the son alone. In fact, the Gemara, so ihochi gabi oviv nami. So what is it better if it's speaking about the father? Idoch lo shnei chazoke, amai loy mehemo, vidiloyoch lo shnei chazoke, pshita de loy mehemo. So, Maman of Sheikh, what is the difference between the father and the son? So the Gemara says, Bish loy megabi oviv mashkachas lo, ki goin shaoch lo shtayim b'chaye ho'ov. The Mishnah could be speaking about that he had eaten 2 years, that means he was on this field 2 years. He ate the peiros 2 years of the field, which is as yet not a chazoke. Va'achas b'chaye b'noi. And the third year, he ate, the father was dead already, and the son was, but was b'chaye b'noi. And all these 3 years, no one was moichet. Uchitarab hune, the omarab hune, ein marzikim benichsei koten. We cannot make a chazoke benichsei koten afilu igdil. Afilu the koten grew up. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, shnei chazoke. The Gemara asked if we were speaking about that he's handling with the son, Sodezu shel chohoiso, so how will we learn the sefer im yeshedim? If he ate shnei chazoke sholishonim, shetiknu chachomim lechol marzikim bekarke, the chachomim were mesakin, the misha ochlo shole shonim beloy iro, nema loy melekachtiyo vaovit shtori. The kula alme loy mizdayer, the kule hai loy mizdayer inish bishtori. A person doesn't hold a shtar more than 3 years. Agav Urch, when we learn Cheska Sabbatim, there are different mahalchim how to understand this din of Cheska Shalishonim. If it works with Ahichoch, the Ktais wants to say it's a takonis chachomim, on a biru. That means, Chazal made a takone litzoirech aleikeach. Aleikeach, if 3 years pass by and no one chepet him, so he's under the assumption that no one will chepet him. And how long does he have to keep the document? So he'll lose the document. And later, after 5 years, could be the Morikama will wake up and he'll chase him out now. And the Emerson, the Morikame would win the din Torah, Meiker Adin. Now Chazal made a takone, Sholoi Shonim, Shetiknu Chachomim, it's a takone Chachomim, L'chol Machzikim Bekarke, they made a takone, the Mishaochlo Sholoi Shonim, B'lo Yiro, Nemo Loime Lekach, now he's bringing a raya, he has no raya whatsoever, that means, Morikame is better than Murzik. So that's him, he has no ray. Now they made a takon, Mishoch lo shaloshonim, b'loi iro, nem aloi melekach tiyo. V'ovit shtori, the kul aylam is darinish b'shtori. Since a person doesn't save his documents for forever, so that was a takon. After 3 years, he's nem at the time of lekach tiyo, even though he misplaced the shtar. So that was the Gemara's kashim on of Shech. He's speaking about, was there 3 years? Some Emela Edim should not be a factor. If he wasn't there 3 years, so it's Poshet, he's not Nema. So the Gemara said, so just like he didn't want to speak about Sodezu Shalchohoiso because of this problem, so by Oviv we also have the same problem. So the Gemara says no. Bishloy megabi oviv mashkachas lo de itztach lemisnayu. Now, the Mishnah wants to tell us a chiddush in dinei chazoke. Kigoyin. The ochlo shnei chazoke. The Mishnah wants to tell us that he was there 3 years. Vafilohochi loy mehemo. So that the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. Kigoyin. Sha'ochlo shtei shonim rishonos b'chaye yoviv. The first 2 years were b'chaye yoviv. Umeis. And then the father died. V'ochlo shlishis v'nei ha-ben hazeh. V'hoye koten. V'lo ire. But 3 years he was there and no one shepherded him. V'itzach lashmina dekiven dekoten hoye. That means, don't feel secure. That means like this, normally, Alekeich feels secure after 3 years, but here, since the third year, there was no Iro from the Bailim who was then a Koton, so Eina Shana Zois Oilo Min Aminyin. So that's what the Mishnah tells us, Yesh Eidim. And so he's not Nemon, even though there was a 3 year chazoke, since this chazoke split up between the ben and the ov. He didn't have a 3 year chazoke by the ov alone. That's what he mentioned, an ov, because I'm speaking about an ov and a ben. Ravune, domei marzik benichsei koton. Hamarzik benichsei koton, shalishonim. Eine chazoke. Dahai de loy micha, mishum de kotno. He's a kotno, so mamele, he doesn't. No, vafilu ihig de laacha mikan, veherzig ze befon of kamishon imene chazoko. Hoy ot chilosig shu koton ra'u murzig bo. When he was a kotno, he saw that Yana was living in the karke. Lo yodak sheig du shoysi shalovim, so he never knew it was his father's. So that means that if the Morikame is a cotton, one can never build security from his imacho, because since he's a cotton, he was unaware of the whole situation. So Memele, that's what our Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah spoke about a case of Sodazu Shalavicho Haiso. So it's speaking about two generations. And the Chiddush is that a Chazoke, there was a Chazoke, but a Chazoke that came about through a Tziruf of two generations, of and a Ben that was a Cotton, a Filu Higdil, so there's no Chazoke. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah Yesh Edim. If the father had Edim, and the father, he was not marzik by the father 3 years, so there's no chazok. Ucht ravune, da maravune, marzik him benichse koten afilo higdo. Frag de gemore, ve ravune, mas nisen osalashminen. Oh, so that's pshat in the Mishnah is this. So from the Mishnah we see this yesod, ein marzik him benichse koten. So it's a Mishnah. So why did Rav Huna have to tell us this? Ein marzik im benichse koten. I boyis aime Rav Huna diyuki demas nisen komar. It's not an often a Mishnah. That means there's a ha'ore. Why did the Mishnah say so dozu shalavicha ha'isa? Why didn't the Mishnah say so dozu shalcha ha'isa? So, you have to figure out, that means to say, was shalavicha, but wasn't machzik, shalishonim b'chayavicha. No, that's a shtik teire. So you need Rav Huna to be megale such a halacha. It's not an often a mission. The boy yisayma afilu higdil kamash malon. Rav Huna said another halacha, which it doesn't say in the Mishnah. He says, "Ein marzikim benichse koten afilu higdal." Afilu became a godel later, because also the godel also did not know to be moiche, because since he was murgel bekat nusoi, that this person is living in the karka, so he doesn't realize that this karka was really his father's, and he should really be mevarer what right this person has to live there. Let us see Rashi. Veravune mas nisen osalashmine bitmiya, kiven de mas nisen bohochaskinu. Veloi metuk me ela bohochi, mayosa ravune lashmino. Harei kvar shnuye voimede, so it's a Mishnah. V'dovor hashoni b'mishnoseinu shogar b'fi akil, so why did Rav Huna have to tell us this yesod? So the Gemara says, the yukye demas nisn oslo shmini, mishum demas nisn loim mefarshe behedye de bohochi yaskinon. The Mishnah doesn't say befeirish that this is the case. V'osa Rav Huna lashminin behedye, umidi yukye demas nisn koyalef loy, figured it out from the Mishnah, from the diuk of the Mishnah, but it's not enough in the Mishnah. Zakte Gemara weiter. Wir look me, so the Gemara says, this whole terrace was snaye bedide. I'm back to my old kasha. Let us say that it's speaking about sodazu shalcho hoiso. Lakachti amen. Lakachti amimcho. I watch the case in Yeshayim. Does he have shnei chazaka? Doesn't he have shnei chazaka? The look make going sha'ochlo shtayim befonov, va'achas shaloi befonov. But by him alone, the morikame was not there the third year, and that's why the chazaka is not a chazaka. Chigoyin sheborach, but that he's not there, but the morikame had to run away. He couldn't remain in town. So there's only 2 years of chazoke. The third year couldn't be moiche. So the Gemara asks, borach machmas mai. Why did he run away from town? I de borach machmas nefoshes. It's Sakonis Nefoshois. So the male, that's why he couldn't be Moiche, because he doesn't want people to know where he is. So it's weiter pshite. The loy mehema, the loy motzi mochi. So the magzik is not nemon to be magzik, because this third year he couldn't be Moiche. He's in hiding. V'diborach machmas momen. But if he ran away because that's a konus nefoshes, he owes a lot of people money in the shtot, so here they get out of the shtot. So, but it's not, that's why he left the shtot. So then he should have been moiche wherever he is. The kaimelon macho shaloi befonov havi macho. You don't have to be moiche if you're in the same city with the marzik. And we'll say Davkev is in the same city of the marzik, so the marzik is aware of the macho, and therefore he knows to watch the shtar. Because the kaimelon macho shaloi befonov havi macho. That a macho shaloi befonov is also a macho. That means eventually the machzik will get the message of the macho, and he'll know he has to protect the shtar. So memeila some amon nefshech. So lisnaya b'didei amon nefshech. It was borach machmas nefoshes. So it's poshet. Not a chazok. Nemitz borach machmas momen. So then, Zichar is a chazok if he wasn't Moiche. He could have been Moiche. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Kigoin sheborach, bashminen, dahi shato loisalkoloi. That this year of Briche, he does not go into the cheshbon of Shnei Chazoke. So the Gemara says, let's see. Iborach machmas momen sheni yori mina malchus elo mitzakas. Here we have a girsa hamalvim beir. So that's why he's running away. Iboy loim chuy b'mokim shushon v'kiven de loim miches chazok amal yosi. So it's a good chazok. So the Gemara says, how do I know that macho shaloi befonov is a macho, and the magzik will eventually hear about it, this nan? We learned in the Mishnah, shaloish arotzois lechazoke. There are three arotzois lechazoke. And that means if the magzik was in one eretz and the morikama was in the other eretz, so it doesn't help. Yehuda ve'evar ha'yardim ve'golo. Hoye b'yehuda ve'erzik be'golo, be'golo ve'erzik be'yehuda, ein le'chazoke. Atshe iboi be'medine. He has to be together with him in the same medine. Va'avinem bo. And we asked Akasha, what is pshat in this Mishnah? My kosova. I kosova macho shaloi befonov avye macho. If he holds that even though the Morikame is not together with him in the same city, he shaloi befonov, but that's a macho. Zafilu b'yehuda v'golo nami. V'kesova macho shaloi befonov, loy havi macho, afilu yehuda v'yehuda nami loy. So you don't have to go to Yehuda v'golo. Afilu yehuda yehuda, two different cities, it's a macho shaloi befonov. Omar Rabbi Abba Bamamo Loilam Kesova Macho Shaloi Befono Havye Macho. Macho Shaloi Befono is a Macho. So therefore, in Yehuda, they were in two different cities. So it's Icha Macho. Umas Nisen Bishas Cheirim Shano. But the Mishnah that says Yehuda Vigolo is, you cannot be marzik. If the marzik is in one, in Golo, and the Marikam is in Yehuda, this is speaking about that there was friction between Yehuda and Golo. And therefore, so if the Marikame will be Moiche in Yehuda, so the Machzik in Golil will never hear about it. Umasnisim b'shas cheirem shonu. Frag de Gemore, Maishna Yehuda v'Golil denokat. So, memele, so why did he hop on Yehuda v'Golil? V'stam Yehuda v'Golil kishas cheirem domi. Stam Yehuda v'Golil is kishas cheirem. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Sholosh Arotzois Lachazoke, Sholosh Arotzois Shel Eretz Yisrael, Chashuvois Chalukois, there are three territories in Eretz Yisrael, Chashuvois Chalukois Zumizu, they are considered that they are separated, Linyin Chazoke, Kilo Hein Arotzois Nochiois, they're different lands. And Lamayna Afkemine Vim Hoya Bizu, if he was in one land, the Herzik Acha Bekarke Shiyeshle Bechavota Eino Chazok. So the Gemara says, what is the case? If Yod Machosheloi Befonov is loy havi macho afilo be medina o shnei be golo shnei be yuda afilo im be shtei yoris, so it's also no good. Seems like she had a different gilsa, afilo yuda be yuda as our gilsa. Okay, in the same medina it shouldn't be good. And if you hold macho shalei befon of havi macho afilo yuda be golo nami avlei lemuchuyei Heichid Dahabe, wherever he was, it should have been Moichim, Midlei Mochi, Tevah Chazoke. Vikasova, no, what's going on before? Achieime be Medina, or be Medina, Shneim be Golo, Shneim be Yud, that's going to begin, that's the Loshna Mishnah. Vikasova, Machosh Le Befondov Lehavi, Machosh, Kegenim Hoya, Birachas, Amichosh Le Befondov, Ifne Shneim, Biracheres, so it's not a macho, afilo yudu v'yudu b'shtai yoros, nami leitava chazoke, lehava leilam chuye, shalei befonov, he shouldn't have been moiche, because he'll never find out about it. So the Gemara says, emerson macho, shalei befonov, havye macho, de chavro, chavro isle, news travels, if he's moiche, even in a different city, even in a different mocking, he's moiche in front of two edim, so this is hot news, it travels. The chavro chavri slay. Tahani de mochi ban payu migalu lachini. They'll tell this to others. Ubo adovo lozni amarzik, and eventually the marzik a little about it. Avalelis duhurei bishtores, so then we don't have a takone. About Hakonas Chachomim, you heard that he's protesting, so you better take care and protect your shtar. So what is Pshad Yehuda v'Golo? Masnisen Dekton Yehuda v'Golo Loi B'Shas Cheirem Shon. The Yochai Loima, the Morikame can say. The Yochel, the Morikama can say, the Yochel Loima, Loi Niglis Lima Chosei Shesmei Eshtori. That he could say he wasn't Moiche, because the Marzik will say, Loi Niglis Lima Chosei Shesmei Eshtori. So Mamela, that's why he's not Moiche. Why should he be Moiche for? I'll be Moiche Stamazoi. He'll be able to say, since it's a Shas Chayrim, I didn't hear about it. So if he can say I didn't hear about it, so why should I be Moiche? Umayishna Yehuda v'golo denoket, im yesh Chayrim nami mir alira, filo shtehe yoris bois, medina nami lo, so the criteria is not Yehuda v'golo. The criteria is Shas Chayrim. So the Gemara answers, the same Yehuda v'golo ki Shas Chayrim dom. Let us see Tosfos. The listeni moide Rabbi Yeshua sod zu shalochoisa. Tave revuse tvei, tahave bori u bori. Now, there's a shtickle problem here. We had mentioned Tosfos learns pshat in Rabbi Yeshua, that afilu on the case of Soda Zu Shalavicha, so it's also speaking about that the Ben is Teveya. The Ben is Teveya, the Lekeach. So what's the kasha? Let it say Soda Zu Shalchois. What's the difference Shalcho Shalavicha? To have a bori a bori. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, there's a bigger bori. If he's coming with a taina, he heard from his father that it belonged to the father. If he's coming with a taina, know that it's mine. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh says. The Maram Shiv says, fakert, there's a bigger, he's, sodezu shalavicha hoisolakachti amimenu afilis teveyahim. But the Lekeach is tining, I bought it from your father. Could be the son knows that it belonged to the father, but he doesn't know all the transactions the father made. So Memele, so he's just, so in the case of the Mishnah, there's only a tainus bori, this is my father's field. The minute he tells him, you know, I bought it from your father, so there's no tainus bori anymore. What should he know what happened by his father? So for now, Shan the Gemara's kash, the Maram Shiv says. Let it speaking about that he's teveim, this is my field, and I never sold it to you, Vafal Pikain. The Lekeach is Nemon, because he doesn't have a right that it ever was his field. So the Gemara answers that the reason it chapt on Shalavicha, because he wants to tell us, im yesh edim, that the marzik is in Nemon, because it was a chazoke that was created from a tziref of chaye ha'ovn, chaye ha'ben, which is not a good chazoke. V'davke shuhu koton, keperish ha'kuntres. Eisu, when ein marzikin benichsei koton. Because a koton doesn't know, so mele filaleda, filahigdil also won't help. Avolim hu godl. But what happens if the he was a godl, havi chazoke? Then there is a chazoke. A godl knows what's happening. Kedemrinim becheskes habatim, ochla bifnei ha'ov shona. Bifnei ha'ben shona. Bifnei lekeach shona. Areizu chazoke. That means that there is a chazok over here. Bifnei ha-ben shone. So you see that there could be a chazok in bifnei ha-ben. Here it says that there's no chazok. That he was marzik b'chaye ha-ben. So that's the chilek. If he was a cotton, So then there's no chazoke. If he was a godol, there is a chazoke. Rabbeinu Shmuel pirish ha'odam ha'besamach v'afilu higdil, v'afilu higdil b'chayei ha'ov. Afilu the son was a godol b'chayei ha'ov. You also can be marzik by the son. The godol l'gabi mili davu ha'kotnu. He's not bekannt in his father's nechosim. So according to the Rashbam is a shrek. So afilu a godol. Also you can't be marzik. So what pshat ochle bifnei ha'ov shal bifnei ha'ben shone. Ve'im rabbi netam do pirushi hodo mecheske sabatim da'avi chazok bifnei ha'ben aynu k'sho ye godol bitchilas chazok. That means, if when this person first entered the field, the ben was a godel, so then we have to understand that in the house of the father, they were fuming there. Achutz b'neiros, someone goes into their fields and is eating there, not bazets the fields. So if he was a godel, he understood already the situation. So then later, if the father died, he should have been meicher. Now what the Rashbam says, afilo higdol b'chayei ha'or, that means that the Rashbam means that when the Tchilas Chazaka occurred, she was a cotton, so he never got, was aware of the Parsha. That means, Mistoma B'Shasta Tchilas Chazaka, then they speak about it, Bebeis Hamori Kameh. So then later he grew up, he never was aware of the Parsha. But if he was a Godel B'Shas Tchilas Chazaka, then he could be Marzik B'Chayev also, because he's aware of what had happened. So Tosfos says, Lav Davke Noket Rav Huna. Rav Huna, Lamais is speaking about something else. Do holoi airi Rav Huna hosom elo b'meiridin korayv l'nichsei kotin. Rav Huna is speaking about a different halachin ganzen. Rav Huna is speaking about if you have nichsei kotin, and who's going to take care of these nechosim? So, Rav Huna says that you can let someone live in the field and take care of the field. Now, that's a dangerous situation. If someone balabataving in the field, so maybe later this person is going to say, you know, I bought the field. How can you do such a thing? So Rav Huna said, don't worry. He'll never be able to say it because I'm marzikim in nirsei kotten. So, but Rav Huna didn't say this. Rav Huna just said the truk na loch me riden kori va godol and nirsei kotten. Va ho loisha mine me mes nisu. What is the Gemara asking on Rav Huna? Rav Huna said a zaita ka loch me riden kori va nirsei kotten. El a kloime rove. De dai kosom shma mina bed Rav Huna de marzikim nirsei kotten. Ma yosu la shmina. The kashi is on Rove. Isus Rove says, oh, I see this from Rav Huna. So the Gemara asks Rove, please, you see from Rav Huna, you see from the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, tutarutzi mi the tzaddik from the Mishnah, or afilu higdu. Ma'acho shaloi befonov. Teim amai noket b'chol duchte ma'acho shaloi befonov. If it's a good ma'acho, that means the dian is, well, the marzik hear about it, won't hear about it. Aber der Minket Chazok ist schlei befon, wie schlei mit Iker hat Pam Toli bemacho, der Chazok evada yesh lo keil, afilu schlei befon, that's poshet. A Chazok, if someone is living in my field, that I'll sicher hear about it. Afilu hochi macho, ein lo kol, I have a Chazok, hochi lo ket macho. The Stam Yehude v'golul kishas cheirem domi. So the Gemara said that the reason Herzik be Yehudi, it doesn't help if the Bailam was in Golu, because Kishas Cheirem Domi. Taime. So what Pshat Kishas Cheirem? That means there is no traveling, there's no communication between Yehudi and Golu, since there's friction between these two territories. So Memele, the Morikamo who's living in Yehuda won't be Moicha because he realizes that the Marzik will say, I never heard about it. So why should he be Moicha? Taime. The Bereish Gitten Tnan, the Be'eretz Yisrael ain't so chloima b'fonei nichta v'b'fonei nechta. Now, the Gemara says in the beginning of Gittin that when one sends a get, Mimdines Hayom to Eretz Yisrael, the Shliach has to say, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael and gives over the get, that I was there, Bishas, Ksivis, and Ksimis HaGet. And the Gemara says the reason for this is, because we are afraid maybe the get was written in Mimdines Hayom, maybe later the Baal will have charote. The Baal Stamzai will want to be Mitzayer, his grusha. So the Baal will come to Eretz Yisrael and he'll be makrish this whole get. And his wife will be in a dilemma because she is a get. And who will recognize the chsima of the Edim who live in Medina Sayom? So in order to prevent this tragedy and calamity, Chazal said, if you're sending a get with a shliach from Medinas Hayom to Eretz Yisrael, so the shliach should say he was there b'shas the Ksivus and Ksimus again, and we believe the shliach, and then the Baal can be mekalkalo. But it says like this, of the Be'eretz Yisrael. But what if you're sending from one territory in Eretz Yisrael to another territory in Eretz Yisrael? Ein tzorach loyme b'fonei nichta b'fonei nechta. There it is not necessary for a shliach to say b'fonei nichta. Afilu me'yehuda legolo. Why not? So the Gemara says as follows: Mishum deika oile rigolim bismana bayis the oile rigolim. So vinished the people came from Yehuda to Golo, or from Golo to Yehuda. There was communication of the regal. That means friction here, friction there. But listen, if it's yontev, you have to be oile regal. So mamele. So there was communication, so there were, so one could always be assured that they'll be able to be mekayim the get. U'boteidinim, and after Chuban Abayis, there's boteidinim, and they used to go from Yuda to Golo to the boteidinim, which were in the other territory. So again, there was lemaise, communication. Ve'edim etzuyim lekayimah, shmamele. If the Baal will ever want a taina that it's a mezuyev to kiget, they'll be able to be mevara, that it's a good get. Because of the boti dinim or the oile regol. V'yesh leima. So Taisva says, the hosom, that is true. There is some sort of communication between Yehud and Golo. The hosam ha'isha marzeres acher edikiyam. That means the woman is, the Baal will come and be mekalkal the get. So you have a woman who is looking to be mekayim the get. Is av al gav the Yehuda v'golo kishas cheirem domi. It's not, there's not such a big flow of people. About timtze edikiyam. That means we can be batuach yagato matzosa tamin. That means if she wants to find Adim, she'll be able to find Adim. But you need an effort for it. For zich alein, it's not, there's no abundance. But if you look, you'll find. But aval amarzik ein rogel larze acha edim mecho. A marzik will not look around for Adim and say, you know, Yenner is in Golo, did he say something about this karak? He doesn't like to talk about it, so he doesn't look. If he doesn't look, he doesn't hear. So memela, this takin no chazok. Vim taima, so tais is such a kash. Hosom da omar shani b'nei mechuzet, denaydi. The Gemara says there was one city of mechuzet. The people, seems that they were always traveling for business purposes. V'tzorech loyma afilu bo'ise shchune b'fonei nichta b'fonei nechtem den eidem mitzuyim l'kaima. That means in Mechuze, there were never people were always on the go. So in the same shchune, you had to say b'fonei nichta b'fonei nechtem mitzuyim l'kaim. So Taisus asks, "Oto b'mechuzah loisoyel machor shalay b'fonei." Now, so we see that in mechuzah, even if a woman will put an effort to find eidem mitzuyim l'kaim, she won't be able to. And mechuzah, it's naidi. They're always on the go. You won't be able to find the Adim or other people who recognize them. I mean, that they could be next door neighbors, but could be they didn't see each other for the last 5 years. This one traveled here, this one traveled here. They were always on the go. So memela, so you can't be mekayim the shtoris in mechuzah. Savada givis. L'chayre, there shouldn't be a din chazoke. So it's very modern, it doesn't say that. Otto b'mechuzah leisail machosh leibafonot. ויש לימם. דהוסם דרך הליכוסו מנעיר כששומו מחו, רגילסו לימה פלייני מיכו. That means, even though people are always on the go, if he was moichin machuza before to Edim, matzicha there, when he's moichin, he calls them over, the next day they're out of the one foot out of the door already, they're busy, but, kishishamu macho, regilu suleima ployni micha. They'll relate it. I mean, it's takeh, I mean, this is hot news. That the Yenna said, you know, his next door neighbor, someone moved in, and he's a gazlan and thus, and he was meiche. So they'll speak about it before they leave the shtot. That means, they won't tell others, we chasmed on a get, what's the big deal? They chasmed on a get, they make you want to see me say the machsumin. So me mele over there, that's what you have to say, b'fani nichta. Frag the Gemara, v'lisni moide Rabbi Yeshua, ba'ime l'chaveiroi mono, so the Gemara said like this, the reason we have to speak about a father, which was a b'samissal modne, but we wanted to find a case, im yesh edim she'enay nemon, so the only way we could find a case that it's telling us ashtikol chiddush is with a father and son situation, that the ochel bifnei haben, it's not a chazok. So that's why he spoke about shalavicho lekachti emen. Like the Gemara, why did we talk about Kalka? Let's talk about Metaltalim. Blisni moide Rabbi Yeshua, boim aloch aveire mona lovisi mimcho, operativ loch. Let's talk about a case that a person goes over to Reuven goes over to Shimon, I had borrowed $100 from you, but I paid you up. Shuhunema. So the Gemara says, Mishim tkaboy lemisne seife, im yesh edim shuhu lova mimenu voima parati veini nemo. Vo kaim olon hamalve es chaveiroi be'edim einei tzorech lepore be'edim. So the Gemara says, this aloche, that means if there's edim on the halvo, he's still nemo to taina parati. Hamalve es chaveiroi be'edim einei tzorech lepore be'edim. Let us see Rashi. V'lisni mona lovisim imcha milsid Rabbi Yeshua, dashmin in the moi da heched ein sher shochad lofanecho, for that a tviyah. Maishna dashmin in bekalke, vitzlich lemisnayu bo'ovi mishim seife, linkin milsib in metalpum, mishmin in vididei gufe, the whole thing, but with the same baldova. Nemo midaraisa b'loi shvua. Let us see Taisvis. Ein tzorech lepore beidim, so, how will you learn pshat in the Sefer Yeshayim? Vim Toima Sateisu says, listen, this is a debatable statement. Samachloikis Tanoim in this. Laman da Omar Tzorich Lepore Beidim. There's a man the Omar that says, Hamal Veschaveri Beidim Tzorich Lepore Beidim. He's not Nemon Tataina Porati. According to him, the list of mono locha biyodi. Yeshloima de plukte de tanoi beperik shvus adayonim. So machloikes tanoim. So our mission is going according to the tanda that holds a malva chaver beidem ein tzorich lepor beidem. Inami. The lechoshiv la pirche, me holds bechalf no kasha. The nechle lashmin, they marzikim and nechsekot. In fact, he wants to tell us this chiddish. So, even though the Mishnah would have a pshat, to tell us this, then he wants to tell us that chiddish. Vim taima. My mishani, but what's the teretz? The teretz is, because I don't have a case, to tell us that he's chayiv. Akati lisni vim yesh edim, Omele at the freini elebifne ploini a ploini ene nemo. But he's not nemo. Vieshloim edelo hayeroitze laharich bolshoinoi eshema milse de pshitahu. Now, I'd just like to mention there's a beautiful ktois in Simon Ayin, Sivkotin Dalid. I'd like to be magdim to Agdomis, and then we'll see how he says pshat in Taisvitz. Amalve, let's say if a person says, al tefreini elo be'edim, not bifnei edim, be'edim. Bifnei edim pleini pleini. Al tefreini elo bifnei edim. So the din is if he tainis parati, he's not nemon. So the Ran says, why isn't he nemon? So the Ran says, because if the malve told him, don't you dare pay me back unless there's edim there. So the malve is telling him in his face, I don't trust you. And if you pay me back, don't tell me you paid me back. You add edim when you pay me back. So the malve is telling him in his face, I don't trust you. So this aloive will not be a meshugene and pay back shaloi beidim. I paid you back. He told him, befesh al tefreini ala beidim. So memele, so if he tainis that, no, I paid you back. I saw you and then there was no edim there and I gave you the money. So he's not nemon because there's an ansadi, he's meshaka. There's an ansadi, he's meshaka. Zokte Knesses HaGdoyle, what will be the din if he's told them, al tefreini elo beidim, I want you to pay me back with edim, and he'll come and say, I paid you shalom, beim nebe bein atzma yips. And he has a migu to prove it. What do you mean he has a migu? The malve told this to the loive. He told him, he told him, listen, Altifreni Elabeda. And the loiva comes back, and he says, yeah, that's true, you told me Altifreni Elabeda, me 100, but I paid you baby Elabeda. And he has a migu. He could have told me, never told me. If you'd have told me, I would have paid you if I ate him. He never told me. Zoktik Nas Sagdaili is not Nemo, with a migu. Why? It's a migu b'mokim anan sadi. That means, if you are moide now that he told you at Efreini elobeidim, and the Ran says it's an ansadi, the Ran and Shu says it's an ansadi, if the loive hears this from the malve, he'll never do such a thing. He'll never pay him shaloi bifnei edim. So now you have a migu, it's a migu b'mokim an ansadi, and you're not nemo. Hazayzik teknasus agdoil. Zok tekzois weiter. But what'll be if he tells them, al tifre'eini ela bifnei ploini e ploini? There's two edim there that saw this. He told them, al tifre'eini ela bifnei ploini e ploini. And the loive comes and says, I paid you. I took different edim. I took different aid. You said ploini, ploini. I should go, and then there was the middle of the day, I had money, I took two edim, and I paid with me the two edim. Where are the two edim? My mazel, they went to Medina Sayyam. But I paid you with me two edim. So the halacha is, if he has a migu, that means, if this tnai was said without edim, that means that the malva told us to the loiva tifri eini elo bifne ploini o ploini, and the loiva tainis he paid bifne different edim, and now grad edim went to Medina Sayom, so the loiva will be nemon with amigo. Because there's no one on Sadi. He should know that the Edom will, he's tiny a tiny. You told me I should pay Bifnei Edom. You're a plainy, you told me.
I didn't see Pliny or Pliny. I have money, so I called over to aid them. I paid you in front of these to aid them. So I'm such a meshugan that you'll mourn for me. I'll bring these to aid them. My mazel, these to aid them went to Medina Sayom. I mean, but Sanan Sadi won't do such a thing. So my mele there, amigo will zich help. There, amigo will zich help. So the Tzai says, our Tosfos is a raya to the Knesset HaGdoila. Tosfos asked Akasha, im yesh eidim, Tosfos asked, I could have, the Mishnah will be speaking about halvo, and there's eidim that said, al tefriyeni el bifnei ploini e ploini. And that's the chilek between the Seifa and the Reisha. That means, if there are Eidim that heard, he told them, Altifriyeni, Elabifnei, Ploini, Ploini. And he comes in Tainis, I paid Bifnei someone else, he's not Nemon. That's the Seifa. The Reisha ain't Eidim, so that means he's telling us what had happened. Then he will be Nemon. So Migu is Nemon, and can I get, and if there are Eidim, he's not Nemon. That means if there's Eidim, he doesn't have a Migu. If there are no Eidim, he has a Migu. So that's the chilek between the Reish and the Sefer. Taisus had a beautiful akimta in our Mishnah. The kimta of the Mishnah would be that the loive told the malve, you said altifriyeni ella be'edim. A malve chaver be'edim is ein sochem por be'edim. But you told me altifriyeni ella be'edim, and I'm telling you I paid bifnei different edim. And the reish says he's nemon, because he has a migo. He didn't have to say the whole thing that you said altifriyeni be'edim. Im yesh loy edim that he made this tonight, then the loiv is not Nemo. That was Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos had a kimte to say pshat in the Mishnah. That should be the kimte. Tosfos says it's a good kimte. You don't want to be marich or it's poshet. Fine. So the Tosfos asked, but why did Tosfos have to ask the Kasha this way? Why didn't Tosfos ask the Kasha altifreini ala be'edim? Which is also not Nemo im yesh edim. He says, because then the Reisha also wouldn't be Nemon. Because even though he is it's amigo b'mokim anan sadi. That means if he told them after Yehne elevated, so what is he tining? I paid bein elevein atzmoy. That you see, Nemon, because as an ansadi, you'll never do such a thing.